Alright, folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to keep things real and help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Now, today we're diving into something super important, something that can feel like carrying around a heavy backpack. Forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Ever notice how holding on to anger or bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? It just hurts us in the end, right? Think about it, resentment is like a stubborn weed in our garden, constantly choking out joy and peace. We keep watering it with negative thoughts, letting it grow bigger and stronger. But what if we could pull those weeds up, sunshine them, and start planting something beautiful instead? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing ourselves from the chains of anger. It's about choosing peace over pain, understanding over bitterness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner garden of forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your hurt. Don't bury those feelings. Give yourself permission to feel the pain, the anger, the betrayal. Bottling it up just makes it fester. But remember, acknowledging it doesn't mean dwelling on it. It's the first step towards healing. You know that feeling when you stub your toe and have to acknowledge the pain before you can even start thinking about icing it? Same deal here. 2. Understand their perspective. This one's a tough pill to swallow, but try to see things from the other person's point of view. Were they hurting? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Understanding doesn't excuse bad behavior. It just helps us move beyond judgment and towards compassion. 3. Practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling, what led them to act the way they did. Empathy isn't about agreeing with them. It's about connecting on a human level and recognizing that everyone is fighting their own battles. Remember, we've all been there, haven't we? 4. Choose forgiveness. This is the big one, folks. It's not always easy, but choosing forgiveness sets us free. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means releasing the grip anger has on our hearts and minds. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves, allowing us to move forward with peace and lightness. 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness isn't about expecting an apology or a change in behavior from the other person. It's about freeing ourselves from the weight of their actions. We can't control what they do. We can only control how we respond. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep watering a dead plant, right? Forgiveness is about letting go of that which no longer serves us, making space for growth and healing. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been carrying around resentment towards her ex-best friend, Lisa, ever since she felt betrayed by Lisa's actions years ago. Every time Lisa's name popped up, Sarah felt that familiar pang of hurt and anger. She was convinced Lisa would never apologize or acknowledge the pain she caused. But Sarah realized holding on to this resentment wasn't serving her anymore. It was stealing her joy, keeping her stuck in the past. So, Sarah decided to take a deep breath, acknowledge her pain, and try to see things from Lisa's perspective. She remembered that Lisa had been going through a tough time herself at the time of the betrayal. Maybe she wasn't intentionally trying to hurt Sarah, maybe she just made a mistake. Sarah didn't expect an apology from Lisa, but she chose forgiveness for herself. It wasn't easy, but it brought a sense of peace and lightness she hadn't felt in years. She realized that holding onto the resentment was like drinking poison and expecting Lisa to die. Ultimately, it was only hurting her. So, what about you? Are there any lingering resentments you need to let go of? Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about setting yourself free. Start by taking those small steps. Acknowledge your hurt, practice empathy, and choose forgiveness for yourself. You deserve peace and joy, folks. And if this resonated with you, share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. Leave a review, let me know your thoughts, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. Until next time, keep driving towards that light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.